السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters, it is a great pleasure and honor to be invited by the Association of Muslim Schools of South Africa to speak at their conference on educating the heart. This is something which is going to be broadcast all over the world, and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put khair and barakah in this, that this may be a means of spreading goodness all around us. I want to be brief and say to you that educating the heart consists of three critical steps. Tazkiyatun nafs, tarbiyatul akhlaq, and a scientific temperament. Tazkiyatun nafs, purification of the heart or purification of the self. Tarbiyatul akhlaq, which is manners and a scientific temperament. The first one relates to the person's relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his creator, sustainer, maintainer, and owner, to whom is our return. The second refers to the person's relationship with people, social skills, everything to do with that. And the third one relates with the person's relationship to the world at large. His own life, looking at himself in perspective and learning lessons to take himself forward. Let's start with Tazkiyatun Nafs. Tazkiyatun Nafs consists of two critical parts. One is to clean the heart of all negativity. Believe me, it starts very early. It starts at age 1 and 2 in the nursery. Where do you learn greed? In the nursery. Where do you learn destructive competition, which if you fast forward 40 years, I have seen that in my consulting practice in family businesses, 40 brothers and sisters fighting tooth and nail, sometimes even with their own parents, at when they are in their 40s. Where did that start? In the nursery. Clean the heart of greed, of destructive competition, of cruelty, of lack of kindness, of lack of compassion. All negative things must be removed from the heart, and that begins as early as you like. Where does prejudice begin? Where does racism, where does it begin? Racial discrimination, where does it begin? In the nursery. There is a wonderful video of this little white girl in the UK and how she blames a black man for stealing the cookies in her house, the cupcakes in her house. How old is she? Less than 2. Purification of the heart begins with cleaning it of all this garbage and filling it with the glory and magnificence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduced himself through his kalam in his Quran al-Kareem, where he spoke about his glory and majesty. Ayat al-Kursi, the ayat of last ayat of Surah al-Hashr, Surah al-Ikhlas, all the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is geared to introduce him, Jalla Jalaluhu, to us. Allah introduced himself in the kainat. And that is why I am making this video sitting outside in fall, in the autumn season, in the United States. See the colors in this video. See the blue of that sky with the striated white clouds. See the trees which are still green. Those which are changing color. I've got this brilliant red thing which is called a burning bush behind me. All sorts of things in the changing of the colors, in the alternation of the day and the night, in the way animals and birds behave, in the way we ourselves behave, in our emotions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's signs are visible to those who have the eye to see. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that in his kalam, where he said, "A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Inna fi khalqi samawati wal ardi wa ikhtilafi al-layli wan-nahari la ayatin li ulil albab." The ayat of Suratul Al Imran, Allah said in the changing of the night and the day and the creation of the heavens and the earth, there are signs for people of intelligence. The second part of Tazkiyatun Nafs is to bring our lives on the blessed sunnah of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Not just read the seerah, but study the seerah and apply the seerah in our lives. To train ourselves and our children to live our lives according to the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent as an example and as the best example for all of creation. You have one of the finest teachers of that in Durban itself, Hazrat Sayyid Salman Nadwi, the illustrious son of the illustrious father, Allama Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi, whose book Siratul Nabi is a classic manual on the study of the seerah. Make rujoo to him and request him to teach. I have written two books, Leadership Lessons from the Life of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Seerah is the Answer. Both of them are in English, and of course Leadership Lessons have been translated into 5 or 6 other languages. Both of them are available and both of them are free. Please refer to them. Study the seerah and apply the seerah in your and my life. Second point has to do with our relationship with the people. First one, our relationship with Allah. Second one, relationship with people. Tarbiyatul akhlaq, our manners, how we live. Kindness and compassion being the number one point and the number one frame of reference for everything we say and everything we do. How do we treat people? Starting with our own families, our own parents, children, siblings, our extended families, and then how do we treat others? How do we treat those who work for us? How do we treat those we work for? How do we treat people on the street? How do we treat the public? How do we treat our surroundings? How do we treat the commons? How do we treat the resources that Allah has given us? How do we treat the lands in which we live? How do we live in society in a way which is beautiful, which is contributing, which is dignified, and which inspires people to take us as role models? This is the meaning of Tarbiyatul Akhlaq. Primary importance in that, especially for Muslims, is Adabul Ikhtilaf, the manners of disagreeing. Because believe me, when we meet Allah, we will not be judged on how much we knew. We will be judged on what we did. We will be judged by our actions. Tarbiyatul Akhlaq depends on Adabul Ikhtilaf. How do we disagree? If children are going to see you cursing each other, if children are going to see you passing fatwas of kufr on each other, that is what they will learn. Number three, scientific temperament. By scientific temperament, I mean encourage curiosity, creativity, innovativeness, respect for dissent and disagreement, because that shows commitment. Focus on evidence, non-superstition, critical analysis, the willingness to engage, absolute quality in everything we do, and metrics, measuring everything. What we do not measure, we do not know. What we do not know, we cannot control. What we cannot control, we cannot guarantee. Because stress defines cardiac health. Stress means to be able to function effectively even in the presence of difficulty. We need for this, you need to change the why and the how of how we teach. Why we teach and how we teach. Define the goals of teaching and commit to those goals. Change the way we teach and train and measure teachers. Please see my videos on integrated teaching. I want to end with my quote, which is that children listen with their eyes. Children listen with their eyes. They don't care what you say until they see what you do. I wish you all the best, and I hope you are able to create standard bearers of Islam who become role models for the world to look up to and to emulate. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika arhamar rahimin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin wa salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.